So how pervasive is the white nationalist agenda? The Christchurch shooter spoke a lot about Europe in his so-called manifesto. So is it more a European phenomenon, or is the threat in Australia real? I asked that question of Jason Wilson, a Guardian newspaper columnist covering the far right. He's based in the US city of Portland.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah, I mean, I've watched, from a distance, and you can monitor a lot of this stuff online. I've watched, the far right, an explicitly far right movement grow in Australia and become more influential and become more prominent online. I've watched what I would consider to be far right and white nationalist talking points, enter the mainstream in really disturbing ways. And that's part of the global growth of a white nationalist movement that has very adeptly used the internet, has very adeptly used this kind of cloak of irony to sort of sneak under the radar, as it were. And I think in Australia, just as in the United States where I am, a lot of that has taken law enforcement by surprise, or, maybe law enforcement aren't looking in the right direction at times. As to his manifesto, look, yes, he talks about Europe, but all white nationalists, wherever they are, talk about Europe. European identity and this kind of sense of the grand sweep of European history and white people is what they're all about. So thinking that that means he was necessarily radicalized in Europe, or that his concerns are European, that's misleading, I think.
And you say the talking points have entered the mainstream. We've, of course, seen the discussion, particularly around Fraser Anning. Can you give us a sense of what you mean and who is doing that?
Yeah, I could talk about both Australia and the United States, I think. So his central idea is this idea that white people, the descendants of Europeans are being, replaced in what he considers to be their home countries, by immigrants who are not white and who are, who come from other non-European cultures. So, and if you look at the numbers in Australia and New Zealand, that's absurd, but the whole thing's kind of absurd. But yeah, that idea of demographic replacement is something that you'll find, on Fox News. You'll find it in newspapers in Australia from certain right-wing News Corp columnists. There was one column in particular by Andrew Bolt last year that sort of canvassed this idea that there was going to be a kind of demographic replacement in Australia. So that sort of narrative is one where there's a crossover, I think, between white nationalists and increasingly, what are seen as mainstream conservatives.
Part of the commentary about the shooter in Christchurch has been, look, the shooter is responsible for his own actions. We abhor it. We want to see justice, but we're not responsible in some sort of more collective sense. What do you make of that take on it?
Well, he was acting for political motives. Those political motives were incubated in a movement, and that movement, the context for that movement, has been an increasingly Islamophobic mainstream discourse in, the English-speaking West over the last 20 years or so since the war on terror started. So obviously, in a legal and criminal sense and in a moral sense, obviously he's responsible for his actions. But that doesn't mean we can't look at the movement that he's come out of and, the broader context of the society the societies that he's been living in over the last number of years to kind of think about how we might understand those actions. We'll see what happens in his trial, but he doesn't seem irrational. He doesn't seem insane. He seems like someone who has taken drastic, violent and terrible action because of a political ideology he believes in. So while he's responsible for his actions, the reasons for those actions go beyond him.
Jason Wilson covers the far right. He's a columnist for The Guardian newspaper based in Portland.